Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. Mark 11:25, the New King James Version states, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses." Sometimes many people wonder why their prayers aren't being answered. They feel very distant from God and they can't even explain why. They love God and they try to do all the right things, but deep down inside they sense that something just isn't quite right. But scripture tells us that there are many things that can hinder our prayers. One of them is unforgiveness. God knows that holding on to unforgiveness is destructive because it puts a wall between us and him. But when we choose forgiveness, that wall comes down. Someone said it like this: forgiveness is setting the prisoner free and realizing the prisoner was you. When you go before God in prayer, ask him to search your heart and your mind. See if there is any unforgiveness that is blocking your prayers and affecting your relationship with him. The other person may have been wrong. They may have hurt you deeply, but there is nothing on this earth that is worth losing your peace with the Heavenly Father. Forgiveness doesn't excuse the other person. It just simply means that you're trusting God with it all. Today, when you pray, choose forgiveness and don't let anything stand in the way of the good things that God has in store for your future. Think about this. You can have success on the outside, but if you have unforgiveness and bitterness on the inside, it's going to spoil and taint every victory. We attempt to cram unforgiveness, resentment, and anger into our leak-proof containers, but one day, the things that you have tamped into your subconscious or buried deeply into the recesses of your heart will rise to the surface. Forgiveness is the key to being free from toxic bitterness. Father, I love you, and I humbly come to you today with an open and willing heart. Search me. Know me. Show me if there is any unforgiveness in my life or anything that would displease you. Thank you for showing me your way so I can walk with you in peace all the days of my life. Help me to only see the wrongs in me and not judge those that are around me. Help me to love those who persecute me. Help me to forgive those who hate me simply because of the color of my skin. Father, I pray for our nation. I pray for the people who are hurting and for those, even those, Father, who spit out evil things to those of other nations and religious and creeds and sexual orientation, Father. God, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your love and I thank you for loving me unconditionally. Father, I pray for everyone that is listening to my voice right now. Bless them, touch them, heal them, deliver them. Show them you, Father. Give them the confirmation that they need this morning, this evening, or this afternoon, Father. Father, and I pray over myself. I pray over this body of mine. I pray over the things that I am dealing with physically, emotionally, and spiritually, Father. I ask these things and more in your precious name. Amen. Until next time, live your life to the fullest, laugh through the ups and downs, and love one another as Christ loves you.